Pregnant women are being advised to take folic acid for their entire pregnancy and while breastfeeding under new guidelines. Up to now, the HSE advice was that a woman should take folic acid at least 3 months before getting pregnant and then up to the 12th week of her pregnancy. So why this change? Well, to tell us more and to talk about dietary advice in general for pregnant women, I'm joined by Louise Reynolds, dietitian with the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute. Louise, good morning. Thank you indeed for coming in. I'd like to ask you first about folic acid. You want to tell us about a recent conference you attended at which there was an important message about it.
Yes, absolutely. And I think anybody listening who, you know, is planning a pregnancy or is in that stage, maybe women in their 20s, 30s, who are thinking about pregnancy have certainly, we hope, heard of folic acid. For a number of years now, the advice has been that if you are planning a pregnancy, so if for at least 3 months before you become pregnant and during the first trimester, which is the first 3 months of pregnancy, that you should be taking a supplement of folic acid. But at this, I was at the Maternal Dietitians of Ireland, Maternity Dietitians of Ireland, held a conference in the College of Physicians recently, and it was really excellent, and it was addressed by Professor Michael Turner from the Coombe. And, you know, when this discussion around folic acid came up, in fact, what he was pointing out very strongly is that half of pregnancies in Ireland are unplanned. So the reason you need to take folic acid is to reduce your risk of having a baby with a neural tube defect. So that would be spina bifida. So a very devastating diagnosis for the parents and obviously for the baby. And in fact, in Ireland, I think there were about 7 babies per month born with some type of neural tube defect. And if you are, you know, have a high level of folic acid when you become pregnant, this can be reduced. This risk of a neural tube defect baby can be dramatically reduced. Now, it's important to point out, not eradicated completely. It would be about 2/3 of those babies it would be prevented. But there will still be a number of cases where it can't be prevented. So really, you know, because so many pregnancies are unplanned, the advice really should be that anybody who may become pregnant should be taking a folic acid supplement. It's a cheap supplement. It is a B vitamin. It's very easily available. And, you know, it's something that people should really be thinking about.
And is it not available, if you like, through a healthy, balanced diet like green leafy veg, spinach, watercress, nuts and all that kind of stuff?
They are the very good sources of folate. So folate is the naturally occurring form of the vitamin. Folic acid is the synthetic form that you find in a supplement. And there are really 3 steps that we would recommend. First would be eating a good range of folate containing foods, which you mentioned and outlined there, lots of vegetables. The second step would be fortified foods. So a lot of milk now would be fortified with folic acid, and also some breakfast cereals, and that would be an extra step. But in fact, we know that to actually reduce your risk by 2/3 of having a baby with suffering from a neural tube defect, you really need to take the supplement. And it's an unusual case because dietitians, we generally say food before supplements, but this is the one very strong exception to that, Sean.
And what would you say, Louise, to a woman who has become pregnant maybe unexpectedly and hadn't been taking folic acid supplements? Is it too late to start then?
No, well, certainly start taking the supplement. That would be the advice. However, in terms of the neural tube, the neural tube, which is basically the baby's kind of spinal column from their brain right down to the very end of the spinal cord, that just closes and forms very, very early in the pregnancy. In fact, before you actually find out that you are pregnant. And that is why a high level of folic acid at all times is really important. And in fact, in some countries, they have mandatory fortification of flour. So therefore, bread, for example, in America, if you buy bread there, it is fortified with folic acid. So American women probably have a higher baseline level anyway than Irish women, because it's not fortified here by mandatory fortification. But that is something which the Food Safety Authority are looking at.
I was just going to say, as an aside, should we introduce that into bread
or
other products?
Committee who have been looking at that have issued guidelines, and it is something that we may see coming in down the tracks.
Is there such a thing as too much folic acid in the diet?
Well, if you're taking, and the recommendations are 400 micrograms, that would be what is found in a prenatal supplement or in an average supplement, 400 micrograms per day. Again, it's a B vitamin, which are water soluble. So if you take too much of them, they can be excreted. They'll just be passed out.
And don't worry about it.
And certainly just take the recommended dose. You know, don't be taking a range of supplements.
Now, what about something else? What about vitamin D, Louise? Another important vitamin at this time, is it?
Yes, absolutely it is. And I think this is for the general population, but particularly during pregnancy. Again, vitamin D is often known as the sunlight vitamin. And I think, you know, we know that we're not getting enough sunshine here, certainly not in these months at the moment. But even during the summer in Ireland, we just tend to not get enough to adequately cover us in terms of vitamin D intake. So the guidelines would be that pregnant women should take a vitamin D supplement of 10 micrograms per day. And that again would be, if someone is taking a multivitamin during pregnancy, the vitamin D would be in there as well. So it's certainly worth having a chat if you are, you know, when you go to see your GP or your obstetrician or midwife, to have a chat and to start taking a supplement.
And are there different dietary requirements at different times in the course of a pregnancy?
Well, certainly there's very different needs. Very often at the beginning of a pregnancy, a lot of women don't feel like eating anything at all. You know, with morning sickness, some women suffer more than others, unfortunately. There are a lot of medical treatments now that can help with that. So it's certainly something worth chatting to your doctor about. But in terms of nutrition, you don't need to eat for two, first of all.
I was coming to that.
Yes,
it's something you hear, you know.
You do. And I think,
especially at Christmas, I go on, you're eating
for
two. I
know, you're eating for two. Yeah, and I think the problem is, we know now, and again, the Healthy Ireland survey that came out last week, we know that in Ireland we have an issue with overweight and obesity. And in fact, a lot of work coming out from the Coombe and Holles Street, and a number of excellent dietitians, Sinead Curran, the manager in Holles Street, and Fiona Dunleavy in the Coombe, they have done a lot of work in the whole area of overweight and obesity. And women, if they gain too much weight during pregnancy, it can be very difficult to lose that weight. And then when they become pregnant again, it can be kind of a cycle that's very hard to break out of.
So going back to that first trimester when you were saying some women don't feel able to eat a whole lot with morning sickness and so forth, I mean, are there any dietary tips you would have particularly for that stage?
Well, the increased energy requirements you need there are very small, only about an extra 80 calories a day to support the growth of the baby at that stage. So that's really only like an extra apple a day, or, you know, very, very small amounts. If you are suffering from morning sickness, there are lots of people who, you know, recommend before you get up in the morning to have maybe a dry piece of toast or a dry cracker or something like that. But I think it's very, very individual. And even the name morning sickness is quite a misnomer, because certainly some women find that in fact it can last all day. So, you know, it's definitely worth having a chat with your GP or your doctor about getting some medical treatment for that. And don't worry too much. It you know, for the vast majority of women, it does pass.
Yes.
And the baby will be fine. So you just need to look after yourself at that stage.
Are there foods that you would say are best avoided during pregnancy?
Yes, and then there are, because we women are more vulnerable and the fetus is vulnerable as well to food safety issues. So you need to be particularly careful and not to put yourself or the baby at risk from, you may get somebody might get a tummy upset or a bit of food poisoning when they're not pregnant, and you might feel unwell for a couple of days, but you'd be okay. But there are some that can cross over into the placenta. So things like raw milk, so unpasteurised milk, and cheeses made from unpasteurised milk need to be avoided during pregnancy. Mm-hmm. There's an increased risk of listeriosis and salmonella from certain foods at that time. Also things like pâtés, deli meats, things that have been left out. You know, if you go into a restaurant and they have a large display of kind of deli meats that have been out all day, mm-hmm. yes, you'll hope that they are chilled and that there's good food hygiene practices, but just in terms of being pregnant, you're at a little bit of an increased risk. So it's probably best to avoid those types of foods.
What about, say, rare meats? Like, people like to have, you know, maybe a rare or medium rare steak or pink lamb, whatever.
Yeah. Again, you know, well cooked is best. Also the same with eggs, because eggs can be a vehicle for salmonella. And again, well cooked eggs. So just to be a little bit more careful, things like barbecues, we don't have to worry about them at this time of the year. But, you know, if you are pregnant and you're going to be pregnant into next summer, just to be aware, because sometimes at those occasions, food may not be cooked all the way through.
Caffeine.
Caffeine is something which doesn't need to be avoided completely during pregnancy, but the guidelines would be that not more than about 200 milligrams per day. And a cup of filter coffee might contain about 120, 140 milligrams. So, you know, you can certainly enjoy a coffee during the day. Again, some pregnant women find that their taste preferences change, and they may find that it tastes metallic, and they don't, you know, that could be your body's natural way of steering clear of foods like that.
So you tend to be most careful, or it's important to be most careful the first trimester, then moving into the second and third, what are the dietary?
Well, certainly in terms of food safety, you just need to, throughout your pregnancy, you just need to be extra careful throughout pregnancy. Certainly in terms of eating well, it's really quality of food as well is important. So, you know, do try and include lots of fruit and vegetables. Fibre is very important, because we know that constipation can mm-hmm. be a problem for women during pregnancy, just the extra weight of the baby. So lots of fluid, fibre. Iron is important as well, because you're obviously producing extra blood volume in the new baby. So iron is an important nutrient
to keep
in mind as well.
So do you need to increase iron intake and maybe have an iron supplement?
Again, some women do take an iron supplement, but the downside of that is an iron supplement can increase the risk of constipation.
Okay.
So go for iron-containing foods, which would be the red meat, lean red meat, chicken, fish, eggs are good sources of iron. If you're eating if you're getting most of your iron from plant-based foods like peas and beans and lentils, vitamin C also increases the absorption. So kind of having some vitamin C with those foods as well.
What about fish?
Fish is very important during pregnancy because of the omega-3 oils, which are particularly important. That they would be found in the oily fish. And in Ireland, generally, we're not a great fish-eating country, even though we are in Ireland and we should be eating more fish. So if you are, for everybody, really, we should be eating fish twice a week. You know, maybe one white fish, one oily fish, particularly during pregnancy. If you don't eat any oily fish, it might be a good idea to think about taking a fish oil supplement. But again, you know, I'm not recommending people taking a whole range of different supplements. Generally, one pregnancy supplement would probably contain all of these nutrients that we're talking about.
Yeah. So including the folic acid?
Including the folic acid, okay. Absolutely. So have now, a look and have a chat with your GP.
December begins on Sunday, I think. Coming up to Christmas, can it be a difficult time for women then who are pregnant with all that bubbly and smoked salmon floating around?
Yeah, I'm sure it can be. And certainly, you know, alcohol, as we know, is best avoided during pregnancy because, you know, it can cross over. So that would be something that people will just say, right, well, I'm the designated driver. So a lot of any dads-to-be out there have a designated driver with them for the Christmas period. In terms of, again, buffets and things like that, just to be careful if foods have been left out for a long time. If you're just not sure, if you're in your friend's house, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But if things, you know, have been left out for a while, you just need to be that little bit more careful about the risk of any foodborne illnesses.
Louise Reynolds, thank you so much indeed for coming in again. That's Louise Reynolds there, dietitian with the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute. Thanks indeed.
Thank you, Sean.